Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
Since I was little, I remember having a bent penis. I've tried straightening it, but to no success. This has gotten me worried. How can I fix this without any drugs or prescriptions?
Penises come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, and it's common for men to experience some degree of a bend in their erect penis. The question is whether the bend gets in the way of sex. For most men, the bend is slight and doesn't interfere with intercourse. Some men even try to use their penis bend to their advantage by using the angle of their penis to stimulate a woman's G-spot for men who have female partners. If you're not sure what I mean, you may find it interesting to look through pictures of G-spot vibrators online to get a sense of the particular bend of those kinds of vibrators. Some men have a more extreme bend to their penis, often as a result of Peyronie's disease. If you feel that your bend gets in the way of sex or could interfere with your ability to have sex, or if you have questions about whether the bend is within a healthy range, you may want to make an appointment with a urologist. Urologists have particular expertise in men's erections, among other sexual health topics. Peyronie's disease can be treated, but it is easier to treat when the bend is relatively new. You can learn more about men's bodies, including erect penises, sexual function, and technique during sex in the book The New Male Sexuality by Dr. Bernie Zilbergeld. Learn more about this book and others on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/Kinsey Confidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
Can a virgin orgasm if her clitoris is stimulated? My girlfriend and I have never had sex, but we're interested in finding ways for her to orgasm.
People generally think of a virgin as a woman or a man who has not had intercourse, although there are different definitions for virginity that people sometimes use. Regardless of your definition of virginity, in other words, regardless of whatever sexual behavior you have or haven't done, such as had vaginal intercourse, women and men can experience sexual pleasure and sometimes even orgasm from a variety of different types of stimulation. So yes, even though your girlfriend has not had sex, she is still likely capable of experiencing orgasm from different types of stimulation, such as through direct stimulation of her clitoris. Let's back up a few steps, though. First, it may be helpful for you to know that many women find it difficult to orgasm during intercourse. It's not uncommon for it to take months or years for a woman to learn to orgasm at all, let alone from vaginal sex specifically. Second, women often find it easier to orgasm from direct stimulation of the gland's clitoris, which is the part of the clitoris that one can see from the outside. The gland's clitoris is usually about a quarter or half an inch long and is often quite sensitive to the touch. Because it's such a sensitive body part, not all women like to be touched directly on the clitoris, or if they do, they may prefer certain types of touch over others. As such, if you and your girlfriend talk about your ideas about sexual intimacy and decide that you want to try clitoral stimulation, keep a few things in mind. Try not to pressure her to have an orgasm, as it can take time for women to develop an orgasmic response to sexual stimulation. Try instead to think of your sexual exploration as a chance to find out what feels pleasurable and enjoyable for each of you. You might also try different types of touch: gentle but firm pressure on each other's bodies, light touches, quick touches, slow strokes, or other types of touch that you discover together. You might use lubricant when you first touch her clitoris and other genital parts sometimes, or no lubricant other times. Oral sex is another possible way of stimulating women's or men's genitals. Again, there is no one way to do it, so exploration is often helpful. Because it's possible to pass sexually transmissible infections, or STIs, during oral sex, you may want to each ask your doctors about STIs before deciding to have oral sex. If either of you have ever had any type of oral, vaginal, or anal sex with other people, then you should get tested for STIs before getting sexually involved with each other. Remember, there is no one way that sex has to happen, and you two are free to invent your sex play in a way that fits with your values, your feelings for each other, and your ideas about how you want to relate to each other sexually. To learn more about sexuality, check out Great in Bed or Morgasm.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.